Cardiff Castle South Gate. This is the southern entrance to Cardiff Castle, whose history reaches back to the coming of the Romans in the 1st century AD. They realized the site's strategic possibilities and used it as a fort and trading post. The castle is today bounded by reconstructed Roman walls, incorporating a large section of the original stonework. The Romans left in the 4th century, and little is known of the site until the arrival of the Normans at the end of the 11th century. Robert FitzHamon raised a motte circa 1090. Robert of Normandy, son of King Henry I, was held captive in the castle from 1126 until his death in 1134. An impressive stone keep was added circa 1135. The castle was owned by a number of noble families. It passed by marriage from the de Clares to the de Spencer family in 1399, and later to the Beechams. Their new building lies at the heart of the present house. Another marriage brought the castle to the Neville family, and eventually through Anne Neville, wife of Richard III, to the crown. Cardiff Castle was granted to the Herberts, Earls of Pembroke, by the Crown in 1550. The last noble family to own the castle, the Butes, also acquired it through marriage in 1776. The Bute family exploited the Glamorganshire estate's mineral reserves. By the 1860s, the rich but scholarly Third Marquess of Bute, 1847 to 1900, was able to transform the castle into a feudal extravaganza in medieval style. The 60-year project started in 1866. His architect, William Burgess, created one of the most remarkable buildings in Victorian Britain, its dazzling and colourful interiors filled with gilding, sculpture, murals, and stained glass. The Bute family gifted the castle and grounds to the city of Cardiff in 1947. After a period as the Cardiff College of Music and Drama, the castle is now one of Wales's foremost visitor attractions.